Let's summarise this current situation in a couple of sentences. People want to swim. I don't know why, but they do. They love it. They love swimming.
They do. And they want to swim all year round.
Yeah, they want to swim in the winter. Why not have a swim this morning, for example? But in Albury, north side of the border, there's basically no way to do it unless you have an indoor pool or a bath. So there's been a lot of talk about a new whiz-bang pool, and it was going to be at the Lauren Jackson Sports Centre. It was $50 million, an emporium, Lou, a sports complex, a hub, if you will. But now that's been canned.
Apparently. Let's find out a little bit more about this decision from Albury Mayor Kevin Mack. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, guys. Aquatic Palace of Versailles, apparently.
What was that?
That was going to be the Aquatic Palace of Versailles, apparently.
That's right, exactly. And you were talking about this in almost excited tones the last time you were in the studio. But what's happened, Kevin? Why has it been canned? What's going on?
Nothing's been canned. I think it's a little bit of an overkill, to be honest. Matt, I don't know. I don't believe you do believe David Johnson was born in Mail. It's really scary.
Oh, so you're saying that it hasn't been canned?
Well, it's been reported in a few different areas, Kev, not just in the Border Mail.
I think historically, Lou, you're an Albury Wodonga person, and basically you believe that both cities should be working together and both cities should be leveraging off opportunity.
Yep.
And I think really that's the content of the report that's currently up and has been recommended at the council meeting on Monday night. So I think, unfortunately, people get a little bit ahead of themselves. If we were going to do the other project that you talk about, it was going to be 10 to 15 years to get that money in or to get the capital to build that pool. Right now we're trying to have, or we're having serious discussions with Wodonga about sharing the load and certainly going to the federal government together. So I think the community far better see that happen than worry about a pool in 15 years' time, because they'll be swimming in a lot of bathtubs, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very true. So this is, you're talking about this project coming to fruition a lot sooner than that. Is there a proposed location for this new aquatic centre?
Well, we're considering all things on the table at the moment, but I really can't talk about that particular option. You know, we both use the same consultant. The reports were quite transparent. We had open workshops to the community. And everything is on the table. I don't understand why people or some people in the community think we've gone behind people's backs. I think what the community has got to remember is that would they rather spend our money jointly together and get the same result, or would they rather us build this pool in 15 years' time when we have the capital outlay, because federal governments and state governments aren't funding pools.
Question, do you like pulling on the speedos and having a little dip yourself, Kevin Mack?
Mate, swimming's great. I don't know about the winter, mate.
Yeah, but what about if you had like an emporium and you
an
went
emporium inside
and it like a Roman bath, and you went inside and it had heated floors because the Romans had heated floors.
I think, Matt, your idea of what the pool's going to be like and perhaps the public's idea is slightly different. But
yeah, man, I think
I like the cut of your jib though, Matt.
You get a massage when you're there.
No, mate, you're a bit weird.
You can do business stuff in there. You can do council meetings in the pool.
Think about it. We're not in Rome, and we're not certainly in the era of Mark.
What a shame.
Yeah, come on. We could be the Rome of the South.
It's a great shout, Lou. I think he's going a bit chilling.
Yeah, look, I'm glad to hear that it's not completely off the table. So basically what you're saying, Kevin, is it's still on the table.
No, well, that one isn't. Not the 50
on the
million
table.
One.
I think in an area where a population of 100,000 people and it's growing, we need to get something like this off the... off the paper and onto the ground. But the reality is, the best way to do this is together, and that's what the report says. I think that's really pretty clear.
Right.
So I just like to allay people's fears on that one, because I don't, you know, it may have been reported in different circles, but the different people need to read the report. It says negotiate with Wodonga and consider our options in terms of a joint facility, and I think that's groundbreaking stuff. I mean, it was discussed in 2006.
Well, if it works.
If it works, yeah.
20 years.
Yeah, all right. So a joint facility is what we're talking about. Watch this space.
Well, yes, Lou, and I don't think I'll be putting my own reputation on the line to tell lies about this. It's something we need to put the rest, I think, really.
Okay.
Let's get it happening. Let's get behind
it. Yeah, let's get it happening.
Everyone come to the table. Let's both communities say we want this to happen. and we'll put pressure on both state and federal governments to make it happen.
All right, we're definitely out of time. Kevin Back, thank you very much. What's your favourite stroke? I picked you as a backstroke man myself.
Backstroke?
Yeah.
Dog paddle, mate.
Dog paddle.
Australian crawl, if you don't mind.
Aussie crawl. Thanks, Kevin. We'll obviously keep up to date with it, and we might get other people involved and find out what their perspective is. But that's where the Albury Mayor stands right now.